play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Pratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
For our starting lineups.
First for the Raiders, a 5'7 sophomore, number 2, Mackenzie Foley. A 5'9 junior, number 10, Sarah Arnold. A 5'9 junior, number 12, Erica Oberts. A 5'11 senior, number 20, Quenna Keating. And a 5'8 junior, number 30, Shelby Connell. Raiders coached by Kevin Meyer, assisted by Sean Carey, Anthony Bruns, and Jackson Meyer. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'5 sophomore, number 5, Raina Gully. A 5'5 junior, number 14, Lexi Daniels. A 5'8 senior, number 20, Casey Williams. A 5'9 senior, number 40, Sabrina Clay. And a 6'1 junior, number 54, Shaylee Florine. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Andy Allison, Michael Rux, and Jay Barsinger.
Thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison. Apparently, Quincy Notre Dame not allowed to get the individual attention as they all like kind of ran in a circle together and slapped the hands of the officials and one of the assistant coaches and all came out together.
Different way to do it, I suppose, putting less emphasis on the individual player.
Streaks in their home white, trimmed in silver and black. Notre Dame in their road navy, trimmed in gold and white. Shaylee Florine in the center circle for the Streaks at 6'1". And for Notre Dame, it is Quenna Keating at 5'11". Tip one by Notre Dame. This is Sarah Arnold with the basketball. Streaks in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes top of the key. Erica Obert dribbles left. Left wing, it goes to Mackenzie Foley. She'll stop inside. Pass stolen away by Shaylee Florine. Now it's Raina Gully down the right side. Muscles one up. Somebody got a piece of it. Got her own rebound. Put it up and in, and she's fouled.
Good job, Raina. She stayed with it that whole time. She saw the ball was going to come back down. She muscled back up with it.
Foul went against Erica Obert. Picked up the foul. That's the first foul of the basketball game. So Raina puts the shot up and in, a chance at the traditional three-point play. And bounces off short. Shaylee tips the rebound up. Can't get a handle on it. Quenna Keating comes down with it for Notre Dame. Now it's Sarah Arnold on the dribble between the circles. Right wing pass stolen away by Casey Williams. Casey on the dribble. One-on-one down the right side. Got behind the defender. Scooped it up short on the layup. Rebound comes down to Arnold. Quickly back the other way. This is Obert with a stop to the paint. Pulls up with a 10-footer. Can't hit it. Rebound comes out long to Arnold. Arnold brings it back out, top of the key, and she'll set for Quincy Notre Dame. Streaks lead 2-0, 7-14 to play first quarter. Arnold drives right baseline. Got inside the Streaks defense. High off the glass. Can't hit the shot. Shaylee Florine with a rebound. Bounced it for Raina, and I'm not sure exactly what happened. I think Raina thought maybe the girl from Notre Dame tapped it. I'm not sure exactly what happened.
Well, I don't think Coach Massey was happy with the outlet pass by Shaylee. He seemed to be telling her that she's got to control and wait until Raina's open.
Nice backdoor pass from Connell to Mackenzie Foley. She lays it up and in, and we are tied at 2. Full court pressure. Foley with her first basket. Casey Williams loses the dribble, gets it back, gives to Lexi Daniels. Now it's Raina Gully right at the center circle. Man-to-man defense for Notre Dame. Bounces for Sabrina Clay. Now Shaylee top of the key. Right wing to Raina Gully. Raina gives to Lexi top of the key. She fires a 3 from straight on. That's too strong. And a rebound comes out long to Obert. Obert gives way to Foley. Foley across midcourt in the center circle. Out on the left side, it goes to Arnold. Back to Foley out between the circles against Raina Gully. She'll dribble left down in front of the Streaks bench. Now top of the key, it goes to Connell. Right wing, this is Arnold with it. Back to the free throw line. It goes to Obert, and she brings it out between the circles after Casey Williams got a piece of it. Now she'll drive to the left baseline, stops, bounces inside for Keating. She puts it up, can't hit. And the rebound comes down to Shaylee Florine. Now it's Raina. Gets to Lexi Daniels. Right wing, stops, back to Raina out high on the right side. And she'll bring it out and set for the Streaks. Under 6 minutes to play first quarter. We're tied at two. Now it's Sabrina Clay to Raina, left wing. Looks over the defense, gets to Shaylee down the left block, leans in, gets it up off the glass and good. And I think Keating actually got a hand on it, and Shaylee able to muscle it up and in. Streaks lead 4-2.
Yeah, good job using her body right there by Shaylee. Shaylee was able to use her body to screen off the defender to get that shot up and in.
Obert had it nearly stolen away by Raina Gully, was able to get it back. Now Arnold has it out between the circles. She'll work against Lexi Daniels. Dribbles to the left, goes to the wing, picks up. And a near steal by Sabrina Clay. And she does come out of a great hustle by Sabrina. Knocked it away, fought the defender off, and grabbed it. Now Raina down the right side, splits the defenders up, too strong. Sabrina there with a rebound up and in.
You know, that was actually a good play by Raina not to go for the rebound because it looked like she was going to, but then she saw Sabrina coming and just let Sabrina take it and put it back up and in because she had a better angle.
6-2 Streaks, 5 minutes to play first quarter. Out high on the right side, this is Mackenzie Foley, 5'7 sophomore. Top of the key goes to Obert. Now left wing, this is Arnold, or rather that was Obert. Now it's Arnold with it, dribbles left baseline, picks up, gives top of the key to Connell. Connell dribbles right down the right side lane, bounces outside, and
I think when the Streaks tipped it.
Yeah, that's what the officials weren't sure. They kind of looked at each other and decided it goes back to QND. First substitute to the ball game, Kaylin Boyson checks in for the Streaks, as does Sammy Thompson. Casey Williams and Shaylee Florine will get a break. With 4:44 to play here in the first quarter, Streaks leading 6-2. And it comes to Arnold on the right baseline against Lexi Daniels. Picks up, swings it over to nobody. It goes out of bounds as Shelby Connell was not able to run it down. Nice job defensively by the Streaks. And Lexi right up on the ball handler as she picked it up. Lexi was right on top of her.
Yeah, Coach Meyer not too happy for Quincy Notre Dame. He can't believe they would just willy-nilly throw a pass over there without having somebody in the area.
Raina Gully between the circles, looks over the defense. Holds on, doesn't like what she sees, pulls it out right of the center circle. Now down the right side of the lane, hesitation, now goes up off the glass, got it. Nice move again by Raina. Had to muscle it up there again and make it 8-2 Streaks.
Yeah, and again, nice shot by her being able to use her body control in the air and just wait for the defender to go by and then put it up and in.
Now Foley down the right side of the lane. Sabrina Clay is going to get called for the foul. Foley headed down by her hip. Sabrina reached in, knocked it away, got a piece of the arm. That is going to be her first foul. And one team foul each way. Going to the free throw line will be Mackenzie Foley with two shots for the Raiders from Quincy Notre Dame. First one bounces around and falls through. She's got all three of the Raider points as Shaylee checks back in, as does Casey. Sabrina and Lexi will get a break. 4:11 to play first quarter, 8-3 Streaks. Gilsbury boys lost their game earlier today by a final of 65-51 to the Maine South Hawks. Second shot up, no good. Rebound tipped up and grabbed by Keating. Knocked away, though, by Kaylin Boyson. Nice defensive play by Kaylin. It's going to go back to the Raiders on the left baseline. Streaks boys back in action tonight. They'll take on Rockford East, who just won their game in overtime over Manuka right before this one. Brad and Jim will have that for you. And it comes to Keating. 10-footer up and no good. Rebound taken away by Erica Ober. Right wing to Arnold. Top of the key, it's Foley. Left wing, it goes to Olivia Heyer into the ballgame. 5'9 junior. Underneath, nice pass over the top to Keating. She lays it up and in. And first basket for points for anybody other than Mackenzie Foley for QND. 8-5 Streaks, 3:46 to play here in the first quarter. Raina Gully gets picked from Shaylee Florine, dribbles left, and tosses over to Sammy. Now she'll give it to the right corner to Casey Williams, and we've got a push call.
It's going against Foley.
Okay.
You know, right there, Shaylee's got to recognize her girl left her and went and followed Raina right there. She's either got to go to the free throw line or all the way down to the baseline to try to get open.
Right wing, Raina Gully with it, over the top to Shaylee down the block. Shaylee does a nice job grabbing the pass, lays it up and in.
And that's a great job by Raina, too, because sometimes you just got to trust that your big is going to go get it, and that's what she did right there. She threw it high and let Shaylee make the play on the ball.
10-5 Streaks, top of the key. This is Heyer with it, dribbles right. Gives to Ober. Now left wing, it's Arnold. Now back to the right wing to Heyer. Down on the right block, this is Keating. Kicks back out to Heyer, misses the long shot. Rebound comes down to Shaylee Florine. Outlet to Raina. Raina Gully on the run across midcourt right side. Down the right side to the wing, now to the baseline. And
no,
a charge. Wow.
It was Raina had the arm out protecting the ball, but she never extended it out.
Yeah, never pushed off, and that's
right. And the player went down on her own, and
I think she went down because Raina turned the corner so quick on her, she couldn't stay with her and just fell. And Raina got called for the offensive foul. That's her first, second team foul on the streaks as checking in for Notre Dame, Molly Penn, a 5'10 freshman, and also back in is Shelby Connell, 5'8 junior. Sabrina Clay, Lexi Daniels back in for the streaks. They're in with Casey Williams, Shaylee Florine, and Kaylin Boydston. Top of the key, this is Penn with it. Right wing goes to Arnold. Arnold against Lexi Daniels. Now free throw line higher, travel with it. Shovel the feet before she put it on the floor. Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 2:44 to play here in the first quarter, leading 10-5. Shaylee to inbound, full court pressure, and it comes to Kaylin. Kaylin across midcourt, kicks it over, tried to get to Lexi and overthrew her. Lexi couldn't run that one down. And, oh, they're going to say,
somebody must have
hit it. Okay, well.
Well, that might explain why. Yeah. The pass was way off the mark, and it must have been tipped, and that's redirected it away from.
I was hoping it wasn't that bad a pass.
Yeah.
Casey to inbound, and it comes to Kaylin Boyson. She'll bring it out between the circle, stops, and gets knocked to the floor, but is able to get it to Lexi. Now she lost a handle, dives after it. Now Sabrina's going to tie up Arnold. And both teams scrappy out there this afternoon. Possession arrow points toward the streaks.
Yeah, it looks like Raina's going to come back in because the offense has gotten a little out of sync since she's been on the bench.
So she'll replace Kaylin Boydston. 2:31 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 10-5. Casey Williams inbound from in front of the Quincy Notre Dame bench. Into Raina right at the center circle. She calls out a play. Gets to Shaylee Florine between the circles out high left side. It's Casey Williams. Casey on the dribble. Goes right. Picks up. Now gets to Lexi on the left wing. Down on the block to Shaylee, and it was a low pass. Shaylee fell over trying to get it back and get the pass back to Lexi, but it's taken away by Arnold. Arnold on the dribble. All the way down the left side, lost her footing, and the ball goes to the floor. It's going to go to Quincy Notre Dame as Casey Williams, as she had a hold of the ball, she was laying partially out of bounds. Good hustle by Casey, but thought she was going to get the tie-up, but she ended up out of bounds on that one. Mackenzie Foley back in for QND.
Arnold will control a couple times now, especially on that one coming down around the baseline. Streaks have to be aware of that.
And the Streaks fall asleep on the inbound play. Foley misses easy shot, though. Gets the own rebound, and the rebound off of the hands of Casey Williams, but Sabrina Clay able to run it down. Streaks got lucky on that one, and Foley was wide open and missed the easy shot. Under 2 minutes to play. Raina gives to Lexi, right baseline. Fires a three. That's off the mark. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Heyer. Olivia Heyer on the dribble. Cut off by Lexi Daniels on the right wing. Now gives out high to Connell. Left wing it goes to Obert. Obert fires a shot. It's an air ball. And rebound comes down to Shaylee Florine. Was that a shot or a pass?
I think it was a shot. I think it was just a really bad one.
Now Sabrina Clay right wing to Shaylee between the circles out high left side. It is Raina Gully. Raina gives to Casey Williams left wing. She'll fire the long three. In and out, no good. Nice block out that time by Quinta Keating. Got the rebound, kept Shaylee off.
Yeah, good job. Streaks are getting some decent looks out of their offense. They just haven't gotten the outside ones to fall yet. I wouldn't be surprised to see them try to force the ball back inside with what the success they're having with Shaylee right now.
This is a nice shot blocked by Sabrina Clay. Lexi Daniels with a rebound. Under a minute to play, first quarter. Raina Gully, right wing with it. Dribbles left out high. Now back to the right wing. Picks up and gets to Lexi. Top of the key, three-pointer from straight on. Bounces around and through. First basket for Lexi Daniels. Make it 13-5. Streaks, 42 seconds to play. On the dribble right side, this is Foley. Out between the circles to Connell. Left wing stolen by Casey Williams. Casey one-on-one down the right side. And, thought it would have been a foul there, but a reach in on Connell. Knocked it away from Casey. I guess a good defensive play if she got all ball there. But the Streaks get it back with 31.7 to play. Good hustle by Shelby Connell that time.
Casey really seeing the passing lanes well right now. She's kind of slacking off a little bit initially, and then once she sees the player go to pass, she ramps up the speed and gets in there.
On the inbound, nice defensive play by Arnold. Casey made a nice pass down on the left block, but Arnold got there to shot. Now she'll take it down, passes down, nearly stolen by Raina Gully. Now Heyer loses it. Top of the key, this is Foley, drives in, scoops it up off the glass, too strong. Keating down with a rebound. And it comes to Lexi Daniels. She'll give way to Raina Gully. Raina down the right side to the baseline. Cut off. Brings back out to the wing. 3 seconds now. Shaylee with it. She'll stop and fire the 17-footer. Bounces off. No good. Sabrina with the tip of the buzzer. No good. We have played one quarter of basketball. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Quincy Notre Dame Raiders 13-5. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Fanatic, a person with extreme zeal, bleeds the colors of their team, weathers the ups and downs, allows no excuse to stop them from standing in support, claps harder and cheers louder than all the rest. For true fanatics, Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kiwanis carries every item needed to make sure the world knows where you stand. Hoodies, sweats, flags, gym bags, backpacks, stadium chairs, the list goes on. With quality clothing brands like Under Armour and Nike and shoe lines including New Balance, Adidas, Skechers, and K-Swiss, you'll never have to sacrifice your discerning taste for the team. Breedlove's for true fanatics.
What would you do for $325? Pay a fine? No way. But if you don't enroll in a health care plan before February 15th, you could pay a fine of $325 or more. There aren't that many days left to enroll, so don't wait. Make an appointment today. All you have to do is call 866-311-1119 to get free step-by-step help. Don't wait another minute. Call now. 866-311-1119 or online. Get Covered Illinois.
Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
We've played one quarter of basketball here at John Field Gym. The Galesburg High girls basketball team leads the Quincy Notre Dame Lady Raiders 13-5. Q&D with the basketball to start the second quarter. They take one out of the Streaks playbook, but a great defensive play by Casey Williams. They came down the right side, over the top, backdoor pass from Foley to Arnold, and Casey Williams went high to block that shot.
Yeah, great job on the closeout by Casey. She saw that Arnold was going to take the shot, so she gambled and just went up high and was able to slap it out back towards the sidelines. They're going to say that the ball went out of – I think they were saying that the ball went out of bounds before Arnold touched it.
Nice little baby hook for the right side. Quinta Keating puts it up and in. That's her second basket. And now we've got a kick on the inbound. Streaks will bring the lead to the court, leading 13-7, just underway here in the second quarter. Full court pressure again from Notre Dame. Streaks are kind of used to seeing this. We saw a lot of it Saturday. Casey Williams with it, gives to Shaley. Now it's Raina Gully across midcourt right side. Raina splits the defenders, goes into the paint, leans in,
oh,
got it up and in. Wow. She leaned in to kind of with the right shoulder. She even got a, had a smile on her face after that one. She got bumped leaning in on the defender and kind of pulled straight up, even maybe back a little bit and put it up and in. Ooh, Shaley with a nice play over the top, knocked it away, but I think she had the left hand on the body of Keating, so Shaley picks up the foul.
A nice twisting play, too, by Raina to get that one up and in. She kind of had to readjust her body midair and was able to readjust and get it to fall. So great job by her. And then at the other end, yeah, Shaley, that's a tough foul because Shaley was playing half front and was able to get her hand up and knock the ball away. But I think you're right. I think they called her for having the left hand on the back.
Obert with the basketball. Left wing goes to Arnold. She'll drive left baseline. Shot, or actually pass it to Obert. Underneath shot blocked. I think either Raina or Sabrina. I think Raina's the one that got a piece of it. Sabrina with a rebound. Now Raina Gully with it. Left wing. Casey Williams fires a three. In and out. No good. Rebound Shaley, and she gets tied up by Obert, and the ball is going to go back to the Streaks.
Streaks 15-7, 6:57 left to go here in the second quarter. Streaks have played a pretty solid game so far. You'd like to see them, as we talked to the pregame show, you don't want to let Quincy Notre Dame hang around.
And a nice play. Streaks again had an easy one under the basket on the pass from Casey Williams to Sabrina Clay. Sabrina couldn't get it to fall down on the right side, and Quincy Notre Dame has it. This is Arnold on the right wing. Arnold, 5'9", junior, gives to Obert. Obert, also a junior at 5'9". High post right side. It goes to Keating. Back to Obert, left wing. She'll drive baseline. Stopped. Seven-footer up. Bounces off. No good. Rebound tipped away and brought down by Keating. Gets to Foley out high on the right side. Foley on the dribble. The free throw line. Gets in between the defenders, and Sabrina Clay ties her up. And they're going to call Sabrina for the foul. That's going to be her second. And that's tough because when they're leaning in like that with the ball down at their waist, it's hard to stand there and put your hands up. It's so much easier to reach in after the basketball.
Yeah. Foley's second trip to line. First time she split a pair. She hits the first one here.
So second foul on Sabrina Clay. 14 fouls on the streak. Sammy Thompson up off the bench, and she replaces Sabrina Clay. 6:28 to play first half. 15-8 Streaks. Streaks, of course, will have another Martin Luther King. A couple more games coming up on Saturday. Second shot, no good. She splits them again. Shaley Florine with a rebound. Raina Gully. Raina on the run across midcourt, right of the center circle. Gets to Lexi, right wing. Back to Raina, out high right side on the dribble. Bounces for Shaley, out high on the left side. Now at high right side. Pass stolen away. And this is Connell. Lays it up and in.
Right there, Shaley's got to pay attention to what the defender's doing. She was hedging out to try to get that steal. And Shaley put it right into her hands.
This is Sammy, top of the key with it. And the bump's going to be called on Connell. And, you know, that. Yeah, I suppose you could call that. I don't know if it affected the play. Because they've been letting him play a little bit. Hasn't been too bad. But probably a little bit too rough on that one. So Connell picks up her first foul. 13 foul now on Quincy Notre Dame. Under 6 minutes to play first half. Raina Gully in the center circle with it. Gives to Lexi out high left side. Back to Raina near the center circle. Dribbles right. Goes to the baseline outside the three-point arc. Now bounces out high, and it passes off the mark. And Shaley ran it down to the backcourt. And there is going to be an over and back because nobody from Q&D touched that one.
You know, one of the things that Raina can work on refining in her game is coming off those ball screens, because she has a propensity to get a little too far away, and so then she lets the defender come with her, and she ran herself into a double team because of it right there.
Arnold drives right side, can't hit the shot. Rebound comes down right into the hands of Connell, and she lays it up and in. She's got two quick baskets, and it's 15-12. Now a foul on the inbound. I think it's going to go against Arnold, and it does go against Sarah Arnold, her first. And, you know, and that's one thing, and we lucked out there, because we've talked about when that happens, when you don't use that pick, the person setting the pick tends to reach out and try to help you, and Sammy kind of did that, kind of put the hip out, and fortunately didn't really get a piece of Raina's defender, so she didn't get called for the foul. This is Lexi. Pass actually knocked away. Casey tried to get it to her on the left wing. Arnold knocked it away, and we talked about the way Casey's playing the passing lanes. That's something this Notre Dame team has done very well thus far also.
Yeah, they're really ball-hawking in the passing lanes. Streaks have got to be aware. You know, and at times you can pass fake, let them go flying by, and then get the back door cut.
Casey Williams down the right side, gets a pick from Sammy up off the glass. Good! Nice move by Casey Williams, her first basket. And make it 17-12, Streaks, 5 minutes to play first half.
Yeah, great take by Casey. She saw she had an opening and was able just to overpower the defenders inside.
Foley from the right wing, drives, 10-footer, partially blocked by Sammy Thompson. Shaley with a rebound to Raina. Raina Gully, 3-on-3 break, right wing. Lexi for three, good! First second of the ball game. Make it 20-12, Streaks, 4:40 to play first half. Obert on the dribble out high, takes it to the left wing, picks up and gives to Connell out high left side. Right wing, it goes to Arnold. Down on the blocks, this is Keating. Back out to Arnold, right side, penetrates and tried to kick down on the right baseline. And they're going to say it was touched by the Streaks. That was just a bad pass. Wow. That one was a bad pass because no Streak was even reaching after that ball. Arnold just threw that one away because she thought Keating was breaking toward the basket, and she wasn't. But it goes back to QND. In it comes to Keating at the free throw line, drives in, pulls up with an 8-footer, can't hit, gets her own rebound, though, up off the glass and in. Nobody put a body on her after the shot.
Well, that's her third offensive rebound already in this game.
20-14 Streaks. Raina Gully with it out high right side near the volleyball spike line. Dribbles left, bounces forward, well, tried to get to Lexi, but it's stolen away by Foley. Foley down the left side against Shaley, lays it up and in.
Shaley being cautious there not to pick up the foul on the fast break.
And back to a four-point game again. Kaylin Boydson in for the Streaks on the dribble, and Coach Massey calls timeout, a 30-second timeout. 3:55 to play here in the first half. Streaks leading 20-16. You just when you think the Streaks are going to break this thing open, as we said, this is a team that is not going to give up, and they're going to play hard the whole time.
Right, and the Streaks, again, the two big things it looks like right now that are of concern are the Streaks are throwing the ball to each other with hands in the passing lane that are getting knocked, having the ball get knocked away. And then the other thing that's obviously a concern is the offensive rebounding. Just an inordinate amount of offensive rebounds already, 5, 6, 7 offensive rebounds already for this Quincy Notre Dame club. We're only in the second quarter.
One of the other games in this tournament today, Morton actually went up to the suburbs and played Lincoln Way Central. Morton with 61-38 winner. And I said to Eric, like, boy, I thought Coach Massey was under the impression that Lincoln Way Central ran the system. And Eric reminded me that when we were running the system, Morton a couple of years in a row held us to 30-some points.
Yeah, well, and now, according to what Morton's numbers are being reported over Twitter, they are 19-2 in the system, but maybe more impressively, they've won 23 straight games in this King Classic now.
That is pretty impressive. Streaks with the basketball. Raina Gully in the center circle. Bounces for Sabrina now. Shaley out near the center circle. Shaley puts it on the floor. Nearly double dribble. Got it off to Kaylin Boydston. Now Streaks getting pushed way far away from the basket. Now Raina takes it down the right side. Stop, pulls up with a 5-footer. Short. Got partially blocked, and Casey's going to get the call. On the rebound, got a piece of Molly Penn, the 5'10 freshman. And that'll be the first foul on Casey. Five team fouls on the streaks with 3:35 to play in the first half.
Well, only nine fouls called total in the game so far, so a pretty cleanly called game.
I think what Coach Massey's arguing on that is that, you know, when Shaley had the ball out front, she was getting bumped pretty hard, and so, somebody else did as well.
Yeah.
Right wing, this is higher with it. Now down on the block, a tie-up. Nice job by Sabrina. She tied up Connell.
Great job. And again, like you were talking earlier, it was one of those situations where Connell kind of caught the ball low and turned it into Sabrina, and Sabrina just went ahead and grabbed it.
Q&D gets it on the alternate possession. It will be Obert to inbound on the right baseline. And it comes to Penn. Left side, Arnold down underneath. It goes to Heyer. Shot blocked by Shaley. Heyer gets it back, though. Now it's Arnold left wing. Out high goes to Connell. She'll hand off to Obert. She'll back it out near the center circle. Left wing, it goes to Heyer. Heyer dribbles right. Goes to the left elbow. Now gives to Arnold, top of the key. She'll dribble right. Goes down the right side lane. Crosses over. Gets in the paint. Shot blocked by Sabrina. And now foul's going to be called on Connell as she got a piece of Raina Gully. Raina ended up on the floor. I think she threw a hip into her. So that'll be the fifth foul on Q&D, and that is the second one on Shelby Connell. Back in for Q&D. Who checked back in? Somebody I thought came in. Oh, it was Keating coming back in for Connell. Under 3 minutes to play. Casey Williams right side. Penetrates. Picks up. Gives to Lexi Daniels. Q&D wanted to travel on that one. They may have an argument there. Now it's Casey on the right baseline on the feed from Raina. Spins in, hands off to Sabrina, leans in between two players, get hammered, no call. Oh, and wow, no. Now a foul's going to go against Casey Williams on a loose ball. She and Obert were both going after it. They were going opposite ways, so it looked worse than it was, but there was no more contact on that than on Sabrina's shot between two players where she got hammered. Second on Casey Williams.
Well, the one thing that Sabrina could have done differently there was Casey got double-teamed. She flipped it to Sabrina, and Sabrina went right back into the same double-team to try to take that shot. She's got to cut to the middle of the lane and get away from where the double-team was.
Keating cut off on the baseline by Shaley Florine, able to bounce it for Arnold on the left side. Now back out to Obert. Now it's Keating down on the right baseline. Leans in, shot blocked by Shaley. Wow.
I don't know who this one's going to go against because Shaley was straight up and down, and granted, yeah, they're going to call it on Shaley.
He was out of position to make that call because he called a push, and Shaley had the offensive player blocked from the official that called it, and her hands were both straight up. Going to the free throw line is Keating. First shot is up and good. Quinta Keating.
You know, I thought maybe, Tom, they would call Sabrina for that one because Sabrina actually swung at the ball to try to get the block. But unfortunately, it's Shaley. Maybe fortunately because already two on Sabrina, so maybe the streaks are fortunate that it went on.
Keating makes both. She's got eight. She had 19 against Peoria Central. Streaks lead 20-18. Just 2 minutes to play here in the first half. Raina bottled up. Finally gets to Shaley. Back to Raina between the circles. She'll dribble right. Hesitation dribble. Pulls it back out and resets. They held off on the full court pressure last time, Q&D, after the made free throw. Now Casey tries to feed it inside to Sabrina. She couldn't hang on. Arnold comes up with it. Arnold on the dribble right side.
Seven turnovers now for the Streaks.
Arnold swings it inside the paint and thought maybe a travel as Penn lost her footing, went to the floor. Now this is Obert. Gives right baseline to Keating, drives in, lays it up, and we are tied.
Well, and unfortunately, Shaley doesn't feel like she can do anything right there. She just lets Keating go by her because every time she's tried to play defense down there when the offensive player's been on the move, she's gotten called for a foul.
Tied at 21-15 to play. 10 in the game, 8 in the quarter for Keating. Between the circles, Casey long three for straight on is good.
And then Casey gets knocked down. Coach Massey not happy with the no call.
Yeah, the officials weren't looking at it. I think the one I just said to him, I thought, yeah, I saw it afterwards, but it was too late. Well, no, not really. She still could have made the call.
Yeah, we've seen plenty of late calls in this tournament alone.
Nice look underneath to Penn. Five-footer is up and good. Penn with her first basket. And make it 23-22 streaks. Now Token full court pressure. Now Obert will drop back and pick up Raina Gully at midcourt. Now Casey Williams out high left side. Streaks look like they'll work for one. Nope, Casey down the right side and gets it taken away by Arnold. Arnold down the left side on the run. And she's going to pull it back out with 30 seconds to play. Now it's higher back to Arnold. She'll fire the three left baseline off the back iron. No. And the rebound comes down to Sabrina. 23 seconds to play. Raina Gully will walk it up for the Streaks.
Five rebounds now for Sabrina.
And I think they are going to work for one this time. I think maybe that was the case, but Casey saw that opening going toward the basket, but then as she got down there, all the defense collapsed on her. She ended up triple-teamed and lost the ball. 7 seconds to play. Reyna between the circles with five now. Now with four. Backdoor pass to Shaley and overthrew her. Shaley nearly brought it down.
Oh!
To Sabrina, though. Sabrina lays it up and in at the buzzer. While Shaley went high for the pass, couldn't quite bring it in. It kind of bounced off her hands right into the hands of Sabrina down the left side of the lane. She laid it up and in. So the Streaks end the half on a good note. After one half of play, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead to the Quincy Notre Dame Raiders 25-22. We'll come back with our halftime show. We'll talk about this first half, run down our halftime scoreboard, halftime stats, and more. Streaks lead 25-22. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL, WGIL.com.
Wear a button, win some cash.
My name's Eric, and I'm at Galesburg High School. Also, a WGIL button spotter, and who did I find today?
Kim Woodkirk from Galesburg, Illinois.
$200 in cash. Brand new $100 bills, and they couldn't have come at a better time. Go spend some money. We're going to go shopping.
Pick up the new purple WGIL button at the Galesburg Nissan Service Department and at Accounting Systems Incorporated in Galesburg.
Thank you very much, WGIL.
Bridget?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Just trying to get some shopping done. I was going to call you about my mom.
Oh, is she doing okay?
Yeah, she is. My brother and I just worry about her. I mean, she takes some medication and she's still living in that big old house. She gets along okay, but I know she gets lonely. I mean, I'd really love to see her move into an assisted living. Now, who are you with?
Hawthorne Inn Assisted Living.
That's what I thought.
Honestly, your mom would love it.
Really?
Absolutely. We have everything right there. A new, completely remodeled AJ Fitness Center, beauty salon, medication reminder so you don't have to worry, and of course, three meals a day, cooking, cleaning, and so much more. It truly is a great place.
Well, maybe we can come take a tour or something.
How about you bring your mom over, and we'll have lunch, and we'll take a stroll around Town Square.
Oh, that would be great. I would feel so much better just knowing she's being taken care of.
We love our residents like family. So give me a call at the Hawthorne Inn and we will get it all set up.
Hawthorne Inn of Galesburg, living life at your pace.
This may sound crazy to you, but I made the decision to have long-term care insurance at the age of 40. This is Jeremy Klein of Country Financial. Two of my four grandparents have spent time in a nursing home with Alzheimer's and dementia. My dad had a heart attack when he was 46, and my mom, she has Parkinson's. I simply saw that the odds were stacked against me. Our family history goes deeper than tracing back our roots. Health risks that our parents and grandparents have faced are a very real possibility in our own lives. These health conditions can require around-the-clock medical care, and long-term care insurance can give me and my family the opportunity to choose where I may receive care, either at home or in a facility of my choosing. Obtaining long-term care insurance while I'm fairly young and healthy enables me to lock in the coverage I desire if I need the benefits.
Call Mike White and Jeremy Klein of Country Financial, 415 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. We'll help you with a personally designed long-term care plan.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back at John Field Gym, we are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Raiders from Quincy Notre Dame 25-22. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson, glad to have you with us here this afternoon. Streaks outscored QND 13-5 in the first quarter. Got outscored, though, 17-12 in that second quarter. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Earlier today, the Galesburg High boys lost to Maine South, a team that's only got one loss on the season, 65-51. That, in fact, is the most points the Streaks have given up this season. I actually played three pretty good quarters of basketball, but they've lost four in a row, and they'll take on Rockford East tonight. The E-Rabs were a winner in overtime just before our game, 66-57 over Minooka. Also, as we mentioned, Morton beat Lincoln Way Central today on the road as part of this tournament. 61-38 was the final score. Of course, the Galesburg High boys are back in action tonight. As we mentioned, they'll take on Rockford East. That one's scheduled for a 6:30 tip-off, about 6:06 for the pregame with Brad and Jim here on WGIL and WGIL.com. We'll have a couple of games in between the continuation of the Martin Luther King Tournament. Coming up on Thursday night, the Galesburg High girls will be at Wharton Fieldhouse. We'll take on the Moline Maroons. And Eric and I will be there for that one around 6:06 for the pregame and 6:30 tip. Coming up Thursday night. Friday night, the Galesburg High boys back in action as they will play host to the United Township Panthers here at John Thiel Gym. Brad and Jim will have that action. The boys will take the weekend off after that. Of course, the girls will have two coming up on Saturday back in this tournament. They'll take on Lincoln Way Central. That game is scheduled for, it's a different, a little bit different, what time is that one? Galesburg and Lincoln Way Central scheduled for, actually we'll play in the morning against Morton, or afternoon against Morton. That one's scheduled for 12, so about 11:40 for the pregame Saturday morning. Then the second game, Streaks will play at about 3:15, so around 2:55 for the pregame against Lincoln Way Central. A couple of games coming up next Saturday. We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Quincy Notre Dame Raiders 25-22. We'll take a time to come back and run down our first half stats. To Silver Streak basketball.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
I know how you can give back this year.
Buy a tractor for Knox Prairie Community Kitchen.
Now, you don't have to shoulder all the cost. In fact, $20 would actually do it.
Twice a month over the past 4 years, Knox Prairie Community Kitchen has helped feed thousands during their free meals.
And the gardening and growing and harvesting of some of that food would be tons easier with this tractor.
Now, we know you're not giving to get something back, but when you do help, you could put an amazing playhouse built by Western Illinois Builders Association in your backyard.
Help get that tractor now at galesburg.info, keyword kitchen.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. Knox Prairie Community Kitchen serves another free hot meal this Thursday night at Central Congregational Church on the Square in Galesburg. Doors open at 5:15, dinner served 5:30 to 7 to anyone and everyone. Check our calendar for more info at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community.
The official WGIL forecast for today, becoming cloudy with a chance of light rain this afternoon, a high in the mid-40s. Tonight, cloudy, a chance of sprinkles this evening, lows around 30. For tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 42. Tomorrow night, cloudy, a chance of rain or snow in the evening, a chance of snow after midnight, a low 28. Wednesday, cloudy, high 35. And Thursday, cloudy with a high in the mid-30s. Currently, 46 degrees here at Galesburg Radio 14.
Tax increases for some and relief for others are among the things President Obama will propose in his State of the Union address tomorrow night. We'll have live coverage beginning at 8 p.m. on WGIL.
We are at halftime here at John Field Gym. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you with us here. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Raiders of Quincy Notre Dame 25-22. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Not a whole lot of scoring, as you heard, but a pretty good balance for the streak. 6 points apiece for Raina Gully and Lexi Daniels. Raina with three baskets, 0 for 1 from the line. Lexi with 2 3-pointers. 5 points for Casey on a 2 and a 3. 4 for Sabrina on a couple of baskets. 4 for Shaylee Florine on a couple of baskets. Streaks with 3 3-pointers. Only had the 1 free-throw attempt in the first half, and that was Raina's attempt. For Quincy Notre Dame, it was Quinna Keating leading the way with 10 points, 4 baskets, 2 for 2 from the line, 6 points for Mackenzie Foley, a couple of baskets, 2 for 4 from the line, 4 points for Shelby Connell on a couple of baskets, 2 points for Molly Penn on a basket, Q&D 4 for 6 from the free throw line.
Well, the numbers kind of reflect why this game's so close. Quincy Notre Dame, 6 turnovers to the Streaks, 8 Streaks. Had 5 turnovers there in the second quarter, whereas Quincy Notre Dame did not turn the ball over in the second quarter. Quincy Notre Dame winning the battle of the board 17-16, including a 9-3 edge on the offensive boards. Streaks 9 of 27 from inside the arc, 0 of 1 from distance. Streaks 8 of 16 from inside the arc, 3 of 7 from distance. Individual stat leaders, 7 rebounds for Shaylee Florine, an assist, a block, and a steal. 5 rebounds for Sabrina Clay with a steal and a block. 2 steals and a block for Casey Williams, and 5 assists, a block, and 2 rebounds for Raina Gully.
Streaks lead at 25-22. Galesburg was up 13-5 at the end of the first quarter, but Quincy Notre Dame clawed their way back in and outscored the Streaks 17-12 in that second quarter. In fact, they came back and actually tied the game at 20. Streaks with the basketball to start the second half. Casey Williams, Shaylee Florine, Sabrina Clay, Raina Gully, and Lexi Daniels on the floor for the Streaks. Same way they started the game. Q&D comes out the same way they started the game as well. Mackenzie Foley, Sarah Arnold, Erica Obert, Quetta Keating, and Shelby Connell. Casey Williams will inbound at midcourt on the near side. Into the backcourt to Raina Gully. Knocked away and nearly stolen by Foley. Raina able to get it away from her and pass off her back.
Oh,
and
no.
A knee injury to grabbing her knee is Mackenzie Foley. And I don't know if she actually twisted it when she went down or if she hit it on the floor. I'm hoping she just hit it.
I think what happened was it got stuck underneath Raina when Raina was rolling over trying to get possession of the ball. I think it twisted awkwardly.
So it was actually a really nice job by Raina because Foley made a good defensive play and knocked it away on the pass, and Raina was able to muscle it away from her, and as she was on the floor, able to get the pass off to Casey Williams. So Mackenzie Foley down with an injury, and she's in some pain right now.
Well, judging by the way she's reacting, I don't think it's just a contusion to the knee from hitting it on the floor.
It's her right knee they're looking at, and I guess I assume that's her. I don't know if it's an assistant or their trainer that's out there now. In fact, I believe, by the way, they mentioned their assistant coaches. One of them, Jackson Meyer. I think that's Coach Meyer's young son because he's been down there on the bench with him and dressed like just like his dad. So, yeah, the way they're checking for the stability and the
I think that's the trainer
the tibia.
From Galesburg.
Oh, okay. They're checking for that stability of the tibia, which is, you know, that's one of the first things they check for with the ACL. Is kind of pushing on the lower part of your leg below the knee, pulling it forward, pushing it back. That's one way. I mean, you can tell. In some cases, you can tell right away if that's what it is. If there is absolutely no stability, then they kind of know that's what it is. Hopefully, that's not the case for her. And, you know, a lot of times, I know Coach Massey said this, sometimes it's just that initial trauma from it. Well, now they're looking at her.
She's pointing left. She was explaining what the issue was. I think she was explaining exactly what you were just saying. She's pointing to the left leg and saying, see how this one is, you know, stable. Yeah. The other one's not.
Okay.
So I think it looks like it's probably a potential tear in that knee because they're helping her off. She's putting no weight on that right leg.
And sometimes it's you know, worse right when it happens because there's that trauma that it hurts so bad initially and you just don't know. And I think we had a scare like that with Shaylee last year one time that we thought it was going to be really bad and ended up being nearly as bad as we thought it was going to be. So you see young Jackson Meyer on the end of the bench there, just like his dad. He's got on the khakis and his Quincy Notre Dame pullover. All right, so they're helping her. They've got her sitting over on the sideline now, still taking a look at her. We're going to resume play. And the Streaks with the basketball. Casey Williams to inbound. In it comes to Sabrina. Quick pass to Raina. She'll bring it across midcourt in the center circle. 7:54 to play, just underway here in the second half. Shaylee Florine out high right side. Out high it goes to Raina, and a foul called against
Obert.
And she was kind of looking at the official like, what did I do? Because pretty much what she did the whole first half, a lot of bumping and stuff, and that wasn't called in the first half. So it looks like it's going to be one of those cases where they may call it a little bit tighter here in the second half. Casey to inbound. In the backcourt to Raina Gully. She'll take it across right of the center circle. Working against Obert. Trying to force her to the left, and Raina goes around her to the right anyway. Now top of the key. Lexi for three straight on. Good! Her third of the ball game. She's got nine. Make it 28-22.
And she's hit three in a row.
This is Obert across midcourt right side. She'll work against Raina Gully. Right wing it goes to Heyer, who replaced Foley. Now
this should have been a charge. That should have been a charge on Arnold. She dropped her shoulder into Sabrina. Sabrina's going to get called for a block, but it was a clear shoulder drop into and even a little bit of a push off. I'm surprised that got called that way.
So Sabrina picked up her third foul. Now Sabrina steals the inbound though. Now Raina Gully down the right side. Got one to beat and goes up. Ooh, partially blocked. I thought there was some contact there. No call as Raina went to the floor. Now quickly back the other way. This is Heyer. She lost it. Coming up with it, though, is Arnold. She'll pull up with a 12-footer. Left wing, no good. Shaylee down with a rebound. Gets hammered, knocked to the floor. No call. And finally got it off to Casey. And Shaylee up, slow to get up. And I think in her case, she might have hit her knee on the floor coming down.
Well, Raina hit the floor hard at the other end. And then Shaylee on this end, both players were a little slow once they had to get back up.
Raina on the dribble, left wing, now gets down on the left block to Shaylee, leans in between a couple of pairs.
She's
going
to get called
for the travel. Yeah, she tried to split the defenders there as she tried to get through.
The problem was that Sabrina had come over to that side of the block, and Sabrina needed to clear out because she just came, she brought her defender with her, so when Shaylee went in to drop step in, So all of a sudden, Sabrina's player was there too, and now Shaylee's on the bench holding her head. Hopefully that's not serious. Hopefully it was just she got an arm into that or something.
Sammy Thompson, and she nearly came up with a steal. Connell gets it back though. Now it's Arnold on the dribble, top of the key, left baseline. It goes to Obert, 12-footer up and good. Erica Obert with her first basket of the ballgame, 28-24. This team is not going to go away easy.
After missing her first five shots of the game, Obert comes up there and hits her first.
Raina dribbles right, gives to Lexi, top of the key, has it knocked away. Sabrina dives after it, goes into the backcourt. It's going to be picked up by Connell. Connell, left side. Stolen away, though, by Lexi. Now Raina Gelly, two-on-two break. Raina down the left side, pushing off the defender. Now gets it up off the glass, too strong. Sammy with the rebound, kicks out to Casey. Fake the three, now to Raina, and gets hammered. Oh, boy. Wow. And Raina went to the floor hard again, and the official hesitated again. He looked and then finally signaled a jump ball. Wow, I thought they were going to call it a little bit tighter. I was wrong.
Yes, you were.
My goodness.
Coach Massey can't believe it down in his seat.
All right, now this is Obert with it for Quincy Notre Dame as they got out on the alternate possession. Obert dribbles right, gives on the right wing to Heyer. Heyer puts it on the floor, dribbles left, picks up, gives top of the key to Connell. Now to Obert, out high left side. Top of the key, it's Heyer. Travel with a no call, drives in, puts it up, no. And now we're going to have a bump call against who?
And Lexi, I'm guessing.
And
no. Oh,
and Sabrina. Wow, I thought either Lexi or Sammy, but Sabrina Clay just picked up her fourth foul. I have never seen a player, and Coach Massey's wondering also. He's wondering why there was no call out here on the other end. First free throw up and no good for Heyer.
Well, we're going to probably not see Sabrina now for quite some time, as she's got four fouls, and this has been a common refrain throughout most of the season. Sabrina gets in foul trouble early, and then she sits her down until the end of the fourth quarter.
Second shot up. I never seen a player with such bad luck game in and game out as getting some. And there were some legitimate fouls, but there's been a lot of games where maybe she had a couple and, like, three that she might not even been in the play and got called. There we go. Now we got a reach call. And, you know, the thing is, these Notre Dame girls are scrappy. It's like when you're playing Allman. They know if the officials are going to let them get away with shoving and grabbing your arm going after the ball, they're going to do it, because if they can get a steal out of it, they're going to take it.
Exactly.
That foul went against
Keating.
That's her first foul. Second team foul in the second half on QND. Casey Williams out high left side, 5:24 to play.
Casey just missed Raina. She's wide open under the basket.
Casey picks up, gives to Raina, now out right of the center circle. Raina on the dribble, streaks, having trouble figuring out this defense. Now Raina drives down the middle, up off the back iron, can't get it to fall. Foul's going to go against, I think, Obert, either Obert or Arnold.
This goes against Obert, and it will.
No, they called that one on Arnold.
Arnold.
Okay, because that would have been Obert's third, now it's Arnold's second. I really thought Obert was the one that got a piece of the arm.
Well, I thought Obert had a clean block. That's what I was going to say, and I couldn't see Arnold's involvement from up here, but
she was near the play as Raina hits the first free throw. That's sometimes all it takes. You just got to be near there, whichever number they see first. Streaks lead 29-25, 5:11 to play third quarter. Raina Gully, 5'5 sophomore at the free throw line for the Streaks. Second shot is up, and it is good. So 8 for Raina in the game, 30-25 Streaks. This is Obert across midcourt left side, working against Raina, crosses over, stops, kicks out to higher left wing for three. It's in and out, no good. And
somebody
the Streaks just watch the rebound bounce, and now we've got a scramble for it, and Notre Dame comes up with it. That was one, the ball just fell to the floor. We used to do that on blocking out drills. You had to wait till it hit the floor, but then you're supposed to grab it once it does. Higher with it. Down the left side of the lane. Scooped up the shot. No. Oh, boy. Ran right into Sammy, and Sammy gets called for the foul. Sammy was standing there waiting for it, and I think what happened, Sammy turned sideways. That's probably why
that
caught that way.
Well, I don't think she turned sideways until she got hit, actually. Okay. I think she spun like a swinging door there. But, you know, that's one of the things that I think throughout basketball they have to clean up. They have to define that block charge call, because too often now we see offensive players just kind of throwing themselves into defensive players, and the defensive players are getting called for the foul even though they were kind of occupying their own space.
Heyer hits both free throws. She's 3-for-4 here in the third quarter. Now make it 30-27 Streaks. Token full court pressure. Raina Gully brings it across against Obert. Left of the center circle. Now left wing to Sammy Thompson. Out high left side to Shaylee. Now between the circles, it's Raina. Left wing goes to Casey. Fake the three, penetrates inside. The runner is up. Too strong. Rebound comes down to Keating for Quincy Notre Dame. Now it's Arnold on the run. Arnold Nearly stolen away from behind by Casey Williams. Now Arnold with it. Dribbles to the free throw line. Knocked away briefly by Casey. Arnold gets it back. Gets to Connell left wing. She'll penetrate. She'll put up a runner of her own. No good. Over the back. Call is going to go against Keating. Nice job by Shaley on the box out that time. As Keating is looking and saying, what did I do? I mean, there wasn't much contact, but that's one of those that we're used to seeing those get called.
Right, exactly.
That is her second foul. 14 fouls now on QND. 4:08 to play third quarter. Reyna picks up, hands, well, looking for help. Ball gets kicked away by Keating as she tried to pass to Casey Williams. Madison Ross will check in for the Streaks, as will Kaylin Boydson. Shaley and Casey will get a break with 4:03 to play.
We're having a discussion here. I'm not exactly sure what. And now they're saying that Sammy can't, or Madison Ross can't enter the game for some reason.
Wait, what?
And they sent her back to the bench. I don't know if she's... It's her shoes or what?
I have no idea. I don't know if...
So Shaley's coming
nobody,
back
I mean, the coaches aren't talking to her. I don't know if there was something...
Well, I saw them throw something towards the bench, but I can't believe it was something that would disqualify her from coming into the game.
Oh, I bet she had earrings in because she's checking her ears right now. And a steal by Connell. Connell down the right side lays it up, and it is a one-point game, 30-29 Streaks.
Streaks is all out of sorts right now.
And Coach Massey calls a 30-second timeout. That's the one thing I can figure. Yeah, I think she must have had earrings in or something. I don't know that she had forgotten about. So Coach Massey with a 30-second timeout, 3:46 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks lead 30-29. A coaching moment by Coach Massey also to try to put a stop to a little bit of this Q&D run.
Well, I can tell you I never played in a game where we had an issue where some player had to come back out for earrings.
That, me neither. Me neither. I mean, it's more prevalent this day and age, whether it's boys or girls, but, yeah, I never saw that either. Well, there was a time.
I thought you were allowed to just, I would have thought you were just allowed to take them out and stay in the game. I can't believe that they made her go back to the bench.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Usually you just get rid of it and keep playing. There was a time when you were able to wear jewelry when you played. I remember in the NBA, all the guys wearing gold chains and until they figured, you know what, if that cross they're wearing gets caught in the net when they go up for a dunk, could be bad news. And now another steal. Connell steals Shaley Farine's pass, lays it up with the left hand, and QND has taken the lead. Connell with two quick baskets makes it 31-30, and another timeout called by Coach Massey. And this is going to be a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 3:27 to play third quarter. It is Quincy Notre Dame 31, Galesburg 30. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak girls basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Congratulations to Dean Aiken of Galesburg. Dean won $20 when he was spotted wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
3:27 to play third quarter. The Quincy Notre Dame Raiders have come back and taken the lead on the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A couple of steals and layups by Shelby Connell, and that makes it 31-30. Q&D with the lead. Streaks with the basketball. Lexi Daniels with it. Now left of the center circle. It goes to Kaylin Boydson. Kaylin dribbles right. Down the right side of the lane. Lost control of it and threw it away. Oh, no,
we're
going to
get a
foul.
A late foul.
Yeah, it looked like, I thought maybe she got a hit put into her because she was kind of awkward as she let go of the pass, and that's why.
And Coach Meyer not happy whatsoever because of the, you know, when you wait that long to make that call, it really affects how things go.
So that's three on Arnold now. Kaylin Boyson inbound, and it comes to Casey Williams, right wing. Dribbles left, top of the key to Reyna. 3:06 to play in the third. Reyna. Right down the middle of the lane, puts it up, can't hit, but she gets fouled.
Oh, no.
A charge called. Wow, that defender was nowhere close to being set. And Reyna Gully got called for a charge. That was a great move down the middle. She waited for the defense to kind of turn. They were expecting her to go right or left, and she went right down the middle, and she went right up the back of the defender. She kind of turned as Reyna was going up in the air. Wow. That is two on Reyna Gully. Now a steal by the Streaks. Kaylin Boyson comes up with it. Casey Williams with it now out high left side. Hands off to Kalen, left to the center circle. 2:43 to play third quarter. Streets trail 31-30. Kalen down the right side lane. Lays it up too strong. Madison Ross with the rebound up. Can't hit. Partially blocked. Thought maybe she got fouled. Now a foul on the rebound. It's not a tie-up. A foul goes against Ober. It's against QND. Ober. So she's got three now. Arnold's got three. So they're two best ball handlers each with three fouls now. I didn't really see what the foul was.
And now we got Meyer from Quincy Notre Dame just got teed up.
I mean, it was a scrum going after the rebound. I don't necessarily disagree with him being upset on that one. That's not one I would want to get a technical on, though. That didn't think it was that bad. So the Streaks will get two shots and the ball. Lexi Daniels is going to check in and shoot the free throws for the Streaks.
Raina's going to go to the bench.
So she'll get a quick breather here with 2:36 to play here in the third quarter. So Lexi Daniels.
Well, Coach Meyer's still standing up. I thought the rule was that he had to be seated after he gets the technical.
Yep, once you get one, you have to sit down the rest of the game. So Lexi missed the first. So that also counts as a team foul. So now the Streaks will shoot free throws for the rest of the ball game. Boy, Lexi missed both of them. Wow. That's unfortunate. Wow, could have been a swing.
And now Coach Meyer is calling a timeout in a very emphatic way.
She's telling him to sit on the bench now.
No, he called the full timeout. He ran out to the middle of the floor and called the full.
Right, but I think she was indicated when after he called, they said you need to be on the bench. But he walked out to call timeout. 2:36 to play. We'll take a timeout as well. Streaks trail 31-30 here in the third quarter. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team will finish up play at the Martin Luther King Tournament tonight. Hi, I'm Jim Lee. Join Brad Benowitz and me as the Streaks take on Rockford East, pregame at about 6:06 here on WGIL.
2:36 to play third quarter. Streaks trail 31-30 against Quincy Notre Dame. Tom Erdith and Eric Gibson with you. Streaks with the basketball. Inbound comes to Lexi Daniels. Back to Casey Williams out near center court. Hands off to Raina Gully right of the center circle. Right wing, it's Sammy Thompson now. To Shaylee Florine back into the Streaks lineup out high on the right side. Now Q&D playing very good defense, but Raina Gully down the right side lane. Nice block by Arnold, though. Got on top of the ball. Got some space between her and Raina as far as the body went. Made a nice block. Now this is Obert. Nice look underneath to Heyer and a block shot by Shaylee Florine. And Lexi Daniels comes up with it. Gives way to Raina. Now at high left side, it is Shaylee. Casey left wing gets a pick from Shaylee. Casey to Sammy. Sammy couldn't control the dribble on it. And Connell has it down the left side. Lays it up. Short. Rebound comes down to Obert. And she's fouled by Sammy Thompson.
Well, I got some clarification from Matt Wheaton of the Register Mail regarding why Madison Ross was not allowed to come in earlier. She was cited as being illegally equipped because she had a hair tie in her right wrist.
Oh, okay. All right, never thought of that. Okay, well, you can wear sweatbands on your wrists. Or I think you can still wear them. I don't see anybody hardly wear them anymore. Maybe you can't wear them anymore. First free throw up and good by Obert. That was the first foul on Sammy Thompson, or rather the second. Five team fouls now on the Streaks. Erica Obert at the free throw line. 5'9 junior, second shot up and good. And make it a 33-30 lead. Biggest of the ball game for Notre Dame. 1:45 to play here in the third quarter. Raina Gully walks it across to Casey Williams out high on the left side. Now gives to Madison Ross, dribbles right. Gets it to Raina on the right wing, down on the right block, and a foul as Casey tried to get the shot off. Heyer gets a piece of her, and Casey Williams go to the free throw line. Heyer picks up her first foul, and that is the eighth team foul now. So Casey goes to the line with two shots. She had 5 points all in that second quarter on a 3 and a 2. So Casey Williams at the free throw line, first shot up and good. Streaks with only 6 attempts from the line here this afternoon.
They only had one in the first half.
Second shot up, in and out, no good, rolled out. Rebound tipped up by Shaylee, but Arnold comes up with it for QND. Arnold at the free throw line, nearly lost control. Now it's stolen away by Casey Williams. Casey down the right side, lays it up and good. Casey Williams, possibly a day's auto body crunch time play of the game right there. And now Heyer goes down. It comes up limping. I'm not sure what happened there because she was giving chase to Casey. She wasn't that close to her, though. She's wearing a knee brace, an ACL brace on her left knee, and I can't tell the way she's limping. It looks like it's the left leg. I really don't know what happened because she wasn't – I don't know that she was that close to Casey when Casey went up for the shot.
I don't think
wasn't close enough to foul her.
It's a right ankle.
Oh, okay, so she must have gotten off balance somehow there, unless she stepped on something on the end of the court there. So the Streaks tied it up, 33-33. Casey Williams with a free throw and a basket consecutively to tie it up for Galesburg, and came up with a big steal as well. Keating, top of the key, left side. It goes to Peyton Oden, a 5'7 sophomore who's checked in. Now it's Obert to Oden. Keating, top of the key, out left side. It goes to Arnold, drives in, missed the shot. Rebound then comes down to Oden. Back to Arnold. She's got it on the right wing. Hands off to Oden. Back to Arnold on the left baseline. She'll penetrate. And a push is going to be called on Madison Ross as Arnold went around her. Got a little piece of her. And Madison Ross picks up her first foul. And that is now the 16th foul on the Streaks, I believe.
Yes.
The lights on the board aren't all working. So, yeah, that would have to be a 6 because of the extra light there. Looks like a partial 5. 48.2 to play in the quarter. Inbound comes, top of the key to Arnold.
Ooh,
oh,
that,
boy.
That. Arnold just threw an elbow into the face of Kalen.
And they called a foul on Kalen Boyce. That was great defense. They tried to run a picket fence. Arnold top of the key, and Kalen closed out on was right on top of her, had her hand straight up, and Arnold turned to shoot and threw an elbow right in her face, which is, that's to me, it's kind of incidental contact.
I mean,
and they called a foul on Kalen.
Yeah, I've actually seen that called numerous times in college basketball, and we're going to get a free throw line violation on Madison Ross on the miss. And I've actually seen that called as a flagrant in college because now it's that whole if you hit them in the head.
Yeah.
And I've seen offensive players do exactly that. The defensive player's right in their face, and the offensive player swings the arms around.
Wow. So that means she's got two shots again. Now had missed the first one, now gets made that one and gets another. 34-33, Quincy Notre Dame with 46.9 to play. Checking in, Beth Eversman, a 5'7 freshman. She'll give Obert a break for the last 46 seconds of the quarter. Arnold at the free throw line. Third shot. Three to make two like the NBA used to be. Makes it. That's her first 2 points of the ballgame. 35-33 Q&D, 43 seconds to play. Right wing, it's Shaylee Florine to Madison Ross. Now it's Kalen out top of the key. Dribbles right, right wing to Lexi Daniels, right baseline to Casey Williams, 34 seconds to play. Bounce for Lexi was off the mark, and Keating comes up with a cross. Is over down the right side, traveled, no call. She laid it up and in. She stopped and then took two steps and then laid it up and in.
Biggest
with 12.
Deficit of the game for the Streaks, 37-33.
19 seconds to play in the quarter. And the Streaks will work for one. Kalen Boyson on the dribble, left to the center circle. Gives to Casey Williams with 10. Casey kicks to Lexi, right baseline, three-pointer block. Keating comes down with it. What a great defensive play. 3 seconds of play. Now Arnold with it, and Kalen Boydston bumped her 40 feet from the basket.
Yeah, I did not want that at this point. Just a terrible foul by Kalen.
And so Sarah Arnold's going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus with 0.7 seconds to play in the third quarter. And the Streaks with their biggest deficit at 37-33. I think we're finding that these really, really low-scoring games and paces do not favor the Streaks. First shot is up and good. She'll get the bonus. 38-33. And Coach Meyer is going to call his team off the line. Don't want to get an over-the-back foul, but the Streaks have to block out the shooter also in the event of a miss. Second shot for Arnold is up, and that one is good as well. And Streaks inbound it. We have played three quarters of basketball. Heading into the final 8 minutes, it is Quincy Notre Dame 39, Galesburg 33. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
My dog wasn't much of a conversationalist, but the house was kind of empty without him. There were days when, unless I was going out, I wouldn't see anybody all day.
Deary Gotzel talking about her decision to move to Seminary Estates of Galesburg.
I had a couple of hospital stays, and I thought I liked the idea of me deciding. A friend of mine showed me her apartment and talked to me about it. The meals are furnished. They've got a maintenance man. The laundry is nearby, and I didn't have to be calling on my sons to help me out on all these things.
At Seminary Estates in Galesburg, we hear from tenants all the time how they wish they'd made the move years earlier. The all-inclusive, independent senior lifestyle is irresistible. It's the warm, accepting community of neighbors. It's the devoted staff who see this as more of a calling than a job. And it's the unique feeling of being right where you belong, a feeling of being home. We call it Seminary Estates, where we are keeping seniors young.
Wear it to win. The new purple WGIL button. Available at participating sponsors. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Fourth quarter just underway. John Field, Jim, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, give and go. Raina Gullick to Sabrina Clay down on the right side. Sabrina lays it up and in. She's got six for the game. Make it 39-35. Quincy Notre Dame. Glad to have you with us here this afternoon. This is Arnold, left wing, fires an 18-footer. Good.
It's her first shot from the first make from the field. She was 0 for 7 before that.
She's got 6 points. Make it 41-35, QND. Streaks with her starting five in the ballgame. It has been a battle. We knew if it was going to be close, if you didn't put this team away, they would fight and scratch their way back into it, and they've actually taken the lead on the streaks. Now Casey down to Shaley, left block, puts it up, can't hit. McKeating picks up her third foul.
What was the score after that last quarter? Was it 39-33?
Yeah.
Okay, I was missing a point.
Streaks right away trying to establish the post game. They had a give and go from Raina to Sabrina. That time Casey got it to Shaley down on the low block. She'll go to the free throw line with two shots. She's just got two baskets in the first quarter. First shot is up and good. Checking in for QND, Mackenzie Doan, a 5'10 junior. Obert back in, as is Olivia Heyer. Shaley Florine at the free throw line. Streets trail 41-36, 7:19 to play in the ballgame. Galesburg High boys basketball coming up later on this evening. About 6:06 for the pregame as they take on the Rockford East E-Rabs. Shaley makes them both, make it 41-37. Full court pressure from the streets. Behind the back dribble. That should have been a double dribble right there. Got knocked away from behind by Sabrina Clay. Wow. Now a push is going to be called. Sabrina just fouled out of the ballgame. Are you kidding? Sabrina knocked the ball away. Obert took one dribble, then dribbled with both hands, and on the loose ball, diving after it, there were three players diving after it, and Sabrina gets called for a foul. And Coach Massey's not happy at all with that. I don't know how on a loose ball you call that. There's three players going after the ball. He just like chose one. Let me call it on this one. And again, I talk about how unlucky Sabrina Clay has been, especially this season.
Well, 6 points, five rebounds, two steals, and a block for Sabrina prior to fouling out.
So at the free throw line, shot missed, but they get the rebound. Put up, no good. Shaley gets the second rebound. It was Mackenzie Doan that got it. It was Obert that went to the free throw line and missed the front end of the 1-1. 41-37, Streets trail, 7 minutes to play in the ball game.
Who got the rebound for us, was it?
Shaley.
Shaley.
Casey for three, left wing, short. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Arnold. Arnold on the dribble across midcourt, right of the center circle, stops right there, now dribbles right, clears things out, picks up on the wing, gives to Keating, top of the key, now left wing, it's over. Top of the key, it goes to Heyer. Heyer against Casey Williams. Gives to Arnold, now top of the key, it's Keating. She'll dribble left, traveled again,
yes,
she travels every time she grabs a ball.
She now, always takes two extra steps, and now Casey's going to get called for a hold as Heyer went to try to catch that ball, and Casey got her hands in there, so that'll send Heyer to the free throw line to shoot two.
I don't know how you miss it. Every time she touches the ball, she travels with it. She like kind of lackadaisical, before she throws a pass, and she just never sets her feet. So Heyer goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one, or actually, that she'll have a two shot foul because that's the 10th team foul on the streaks.
Miss makes the first regardless.
Casey with three fouls now. 6:33 to play, 42-37. Notre Dame with the lead. Second shot up, rolls off no good, and the ball's going to go off Madison Ross. Yeah, she poked at it.
Madison has got to box out, or otherwise the streaks are going to be in big trouble on these free throws because that's the second straight time she's been beaten on the rebound.
Inbounding right baseline will be Obert for Q&D, and it comes to Doan. Now it's Heyer. Right wing it goes to Arnold. Now back out right of the center circle. This is over. She clears things out. Now gives to Doan, top of the key. Left wing, near steal by Raina Gulley. Knocked it away and went out of bounds. Couldn't quite come up with a nice defensive play getting in the passing lane there by Raina.
First row's got to be ready. Now a 30-second timeout called by Coach Meyer. He doesn't like the offensive set he just had right there.
6:20 to play in the ball game. Streaks trail 42-37. This is going to be another one of those, if you don't come out on top, that you really feel you let slip away. I mean, this is a team you should beat. And, you know, we knew they were going to be scrappy. We knew they weren't going to give up. Streaks, I thought a couple times maybe we were going to put them away, and you didn't. And you pay the price when you don't put the hammer down and put them away.
Yeah, and, you know, we're really seeing how small of a bench the Streaks have when we have foul problems like this. As Sammy's back into the game for the Silver Streaks. You know, Sabrina's out for the rest of the game, and the Streaks have kind of fallen apart since she's been out of the game.
Right wing, this is over with it now. There we go,
travel
with it. She did the same thing that maybe Coach Massey's been in the ear, because Keating's done it every time she touched the ball. It's rare that that Obert has done it, but they caught her right there, so the Streaks get it back on the turnover.
11 turnovers now for Quincy Notre Dame.
And it comes to Raina Gulley in the backcourt. She'll bring it across against Obert. On the dribble, top of the key, gives to Shaley. Out high right side, Sammy, right wing to Raina. Gives to Shaley down to the block. Got pushed out of the lane again, and no call. Shaley came down with the ball, turned to go up, and Doan hipped her, knocked her out of the lane. We've seen three games in a row where I think twice it was Casey. Now Shaley got knocked out of the lane going up for a shot and couldn't get the shot to fall.
Well,
and
what
no
I'd
foul.
Like to see Shaley do there is jump into the player, because I think she could have gotten the foul call travel. And the threat of Shaley really bothered Doan right there. She got the ball under the basket and just could not get the handle on it and got in a walk with it to pick it up. It finally got called for the travel.
I mean, I don't know, when you see the player's body move out of the paint when they're going up for a shot, I don't know how you don't call a foul on that. Casey Williams out high on the left side with it, looking for help. Puts it on the floor now. Now dribbles down the left side lane. Splits the defenders, lays it up too strong. Rebound comes down to Heyer.
She's going to get called for another foul for reaching in. She's got to stop doing that. They've been calling it all game long, and now she's got four fouls.
Coach Massey calls timeout and wanted to talk with the official, I think, more than anything. And this is a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 5:40 to play. It's Quincy Notre Dame 42, Galesburg 37. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A few good folks had a dream, and so they recruited many more to make it happen.
Serve nutritious meals free to Knox County residents, regardless of background, situation, or ability to pay.
That's the mission of Knox Prairie Community Kitchen.
Over the last 4 years, thousands have come together to enjoy these dinners.
The produce used can be farmed and harvested in the multitudes with the purchase of a new tractor.
Help make this a reality and maybe find a gorgeous new playhouse in your backyard, courtesy of Western Illinois Builders Association.
Visit galesburg.info. Keyword kitchen.
Hey Galesburg, it's Glenn Beck, inviting you to join me weekday mornings at 9, following the WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14.
5:40 to play in the ballgame. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the Raiders of Quincy Notre Dame High School 42-37 at the free throw line for QND. Is Olivia Heyer, 5'9 junior. Casey Williams now with four fouls for the Streaks. Sabrina Clay has already fouled out. Heyer's first shot is up, and it is good. She's 5 for 5 from the line here in the ball game. I was looking at Arnold. Yeah, Heyer. Yep, 5 for 7 now, and she'll have another, and that one is good. So 3 for 4 here in the fourth quarter. 3 for 4 in the third quarter.
Biggest lead of the game,
44-37. Token full court pressure from Obert. Raina dribbles right, and a blocking call this time is going to go against Obert, and that's her fourth foul. Obert stepped in front of Raina while moving back. I think Raina caught her a little bit with the arm, but I think it's because she was falling on her at that point. So he's going to take Obert out with 5:33 to play and brings in Peyton Oden, who was in briefly, 5'7 sophomore. So that, no.
Well, he's got it. Wait,
yeah,
two shots.
Yeah, she came in without the official saying she could come in. So Raina up with the first shot, bounces off, no good. She's had some struggles from the line as of late. 2 for 4 now in this ball game.
Streaks are 4 of 9 from the stripe, I believe.
Second shot is up, and that one is perfect.
Oh, no. Never mind.
44-38, full court pressure, and it comes to Arnold. Splits the trap, near steal by Casey. The ball goes to the floor. Reyna dives after it, and coming up with it is Heyer. Nice hustle by the Streaks, couldn't come up with a steal. Now Arnold in the paint. Eight-footer is up and no good. Rebound tipped around, and Shaley's able to grab it. Gets to Reyna. Two-on-three break. Reyna down the left side. Leans in, up off the glass, can't hit. Rebound Sammy, puts it up short. Rebound Sammy again, and it got knocked away. Sammy gets it another time, puts it up and in.
Great job by Sammy staying with that basketball.
First basket of the ball game for Sammy Thompson, 44-40, 5 minutes to play. Now a three-on-two break and a carry.
A carry, yep.
Well, he called it a travel. It was a carry. There was no travel on the play, sir. I'm not sure where he came up with that signal because she had a high dribble up by her head. And then he indicated the travel. Nonetheless, the Streaks get it back with under 5 minutes to play, trailing by 44-40. Out high left side, it's Shaley. Gives to Sammy between the circles, dribbles right, and gets to Reyna on the right wing. Reyna Gully with it. Dribbles left, picks up, and her pass is stolen away, or nearly. Sammy Thompson able to get it to Lexi. Inside to Shaley down on the right block and gets hammered by Heyer. It's funny. Heyer's trying to stand like, oh, I know I have my hand straight up. Yes, after you let go.
Yeah.
So Heyer picks up the foul. That's her second. Streaks got a break there because that pass was errant from Reyna that time. Sammy was able to get enough of a hand on it to get it to Lexi, who quickly got it to Shaley. She'll go back to the free throw line with two shots.
Streaks as a team, 5 of 10 from the stripe, and make it 5 of 11 as Shaley misses the front end of these two shots.
And Erica Obert checks back in. She replaces Odin. 4:39 to play. Streaks trail 44-40.
Have got to hit your free throws.
Second one is up, and that one is in and out. No good. Rebound to Keating. Wow. That is a killer.
10 rebounds now for Keating.
This is Heyer out high on the left side for Q&D. Out between
Sammy's got to be careful. She just pushed off of Obert pretty overtly right in front of the officials and no call.
Now Arnold left baseline, pulls up with a 7-footer. No good. Obert down with a rebound. Can't hit the 5-footer. Rebound bounces around. Should go to the Streaks. Oh, my goodness.
I think it was Sammy that knocked that one out of bounds.
So it goes back to Q&D.
Sammy came flying in from the backside, and it looked like she slapped at the ball, and it knocked it out of bounds.
Obert inbound on the right baseline for Quincy Notre Dame. And it comes to Keating, 10-footer up off the glass and in. Got between the Streak defenders there. Keating with 14. Make it 46-40, Quincy Notre Dame. 4:05 to play in the ball game. Shaley with it to Sammy between the circles. She'll dribble left, picks up, looks for help, gets to Reyna out high on the right side. Reyna Gully with it, now Lexi Daniels between the circles. Dribbles out, gives to Reyna right side, and now to Shaley, and
oh my
goodness. Shaley Florine was trying to post up and got called for a foul. She had one hand up for the basketball, the other one out to the side. But now he indicated a hold. Either way, there was no way. She was getting bumped from behind, and there should have been no call either way, honestly.
Right. It was just a good post.
Yeah. Three fouls now on Shaley Florine. That's ridiculous.
Well, Casey just got lucky and didn't foul out of the game. She ran into the back of Obert, and then Sammy came down and pushed Obert. So luckily, the Streaks got away with two fouls there, no calls.
You think a basketball coach might make a better official? I don't know. Just saying. Oh, a near steal by Reyna Gully. Nice move, though, by Obert with behind the back. Now it's Heyer. They're going to try to work some clock. Heyer on the dribble, picks up, looks for some help, trapped up, now gets to Obert. Obert to the free throw line, kicks left wing to Arnold. Arnold penetrates, kicks back out to Obert on the left wing. 3:17 to play. Obert working against Reyna. Reyna with a near seal. Obert lost control, had to pick it up, and now finally got it to Connell. And now over and back, and they didn't call it. She went into the backcourt, and they didn't call it. Wow. It was Keating that went into the backcourt, and they didn't call the over and back. Arnold with it now. Hands off to Heyer near midcourt. Heyer now to Obert. Obert on the dribble between the circles. 2:50 to play. They're successful running some clock so far. Now down the left block, it's Connell. They're going to kick it back out to Keating. Now right wing to Arnold. They're going to try to go without even taking a shot here.
Well, it's been over 60 seconds now.
Now Obert lost control, got it back, and Casey Williams just fouled out of the ball game. She got a piece of Arnold. So that's going to hurt. You'll lose offense and defense there with Casey going out. Kaylin Boyson is going to check in. And Sarah Arnold will go to the free throw line where she's a perfect 4-for-4. She's got 6 points in the ball game. She was 4-for-4 in that third quarter. 2:36 to play. Streaks trail by 6, 46-40. Sarah Arnold, 5'9", junior for Quincy Notre Dame. First shot is up, and it is good.
Casey fouls out, 8 points, 3 steals and a block. Streaks have really fallen apart in this one. They've been outscored in every quarter other than the first.
Second shot for Arnold is away. That one is perfect. 6 for 6 from the line. Streaks trail 48-40. Got to get some offense going rather quickly here. You don't need to settle for three. If you get a wide open one from Lexi, that's one thing, but you don't need to settle for a three. Kaylin, left wing, penetrates, kicks it over to Sammy Thompson. Sammy out between the circles, hands off to Reyna. Reyna goes down the right side lane, spins into the paint, puts it up. No good. Might have been partially blocked. Rebound to Shaylee, though. She'll put it up and good.
The Streaks have got to be aware where Shaylee is. The other players keep running right into her post, and so it's bringing double teams right to her. Kaylin just did it there.
Now Sammy tried for the steal. Quincy Notre Dame fans wanted a foul on that, but they were all kind of falling after the ball that time. It didn't get called that time, but the ball went off of Sammy last. And it'll go back to Q&D. Arnold
Streaks
will inbound.
Streaks are going to take their last timeout here.
Full timeout. 2:02 to play. We'll take one as well. It's Quincy Notre Dame 48, Galesburg 42. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Red,
blue,
red,
blue,
red,
blue,
red,
blue!
Boys, you're doing it all wrong, boys. You should think compromise.
Compromise?
Get your red and your blue mixing together. You got yourself a purple WGIL button.
Wear a button, win some cash.
Pick up the new purple WGIL button at Compton Accounting and at Liberty Tax Service in Galesburg. For details, visit WGIL.com. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
2:02 to play in the ball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the Quincy Notre Dame Raiders 48-42. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson from John Thiel Gym. Streaks just have not played well down the stretch here. Q&D will have the basketball. It'll be Obert inbound from just in front of the Q&D bench. Streaks bring out Lexi Daniels, Sammy Thompson, Raina Gully, Shaylee Florine, and Kaylin Boyson. Sabrina Clay and Casey Williams are both fouled out. Inbound comes to Arnold out near midcourt. On the dribble, trapped up, looks for help. And
the ball's loose.
Yeah, knocked away by, I believe, Kaylin Boyson. Lexi Daniels with it. Dribbles to the right wing, kicks out to Kaylin Boyson. Now back to the fast foul. Had Sammy open under the basket. Kaylin overthrew her, and the Streaks turn it over.
Wide open. Yeah. I don't... Kayla, just that's a pass that you've got to make as a high school junior. I mean, wow.
Inbound comes to Connell, and she gives to Obert.
And that should
off.
Be a fouling.
She's pushing Obert off with her left arm on Sammy,
twice.
And Sammy got called for the foul. Now, that's the difference we talked about with Reyna. She has the arm out. You can have the arm out to keep the defender off, but you can't push off, and that's exactly what she did. So Sammy Thompson picks up her third foul, and Ober goes to the free throw line.
2 of 3. She missed the front end of a 1-1 last time, so Sammy's got to be aware and box out on the second one. And she's going to hit on the first. Streaks down by 7 again.
So Erica Obert at the free throw line, 5'9 junior for Quincy Notre Dame. 1:44 to play, 49-42, and she missed that one. Shaylee Florine with a rebound. Raina Gully will bring it across for the Streaks.
I would ISO Shaylee in the post right here.
Kaylin dribbles right down the right side lane. Wide open, lays it up, and it's way too hard. Rebound comes down to Keating. Streaks got an easy look at it. Couldn't get it to fall. Arnold gives two higher. Now it's Obert right of the center circle. Kaylin Boyston on her. Now Raina Gully picks up. And
oh, wow. She got called for a foul, and the ball just went off of Kaylin's foot, it looked like.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one either. Kaylin's second foul. So
I mean, ultimately, you needed the foul regardless, so it doesn't matter. But it definitely looked like the ball went off Kaylin's foot and out of bounds before there was any contact.
So Obert goes to the free throw line with 1:19 to play. Streaks trailing 49-42. Her first shot is in and out back in. Streaks.
Need some magic.
Yeah. 19-3 on the season. Notre Dame comes in at 9-5, but again, we said in the pregame that record was not indicative of how good this team was. Second free throw good. Now it's 42-12 according to the scoreboard. Now it's right, 51-42. I would have rather seen it the other way. Lexi, top of the key with it. Streaks need to get some offense going. They're taking too long to get into
it. They've got to look underneath the basket. Sammy keeps getting open. Streak's not moving. Coach Massey trying to get him to move, and now another pass thrown away to O'Connell, and O'Connell's going to score and the foul.
So O'Connell with her third breakaway layup of the second half, and the foul goes against, I believe, Sammy Thompson.
Yep. If you're going to foul right there, you have got to make sure she doesn't make the basket, and Sammy did not do that. Sammy's going to come out of the game now. Madison Ross back in.
So Shelby Connell with a chance at a traditional three-point play. She's got 10 points in the game. 53-42, Streaks down by 11, 56.3 to play. Free throw no good, rebound Kaylin Boyce, and Coach Massey was pleading with his team to get into the, just go to the basket.
Do he something. Score. They were just standing up top.
Now Raina Gully with it. Penetrates, runner in the paint, up short, rebound Madison Ross, and as she went to put it back up, slipped out of her hands and went out of bounds with 41.1 to play. Q&D will bring it the length of the court. It'll be Arnold inbound, and it comes to Obert. Now Keating. Now it goes to Heyer, and Connell down on the left baseline. Back between the circles, it's Obert with 33 seconds to play. Patrice giving chase. Now it's Heyer. Heyer to Arnold. I'll tell you what, you got to give him credit. They've done a good job of playing keep away from the Streaks. This is Obert. Hands off to Heyer. Now, who's
well,
that
I don't
on?
Know why you fouled.
I don't think we tried. I'm not sure
I think
there was
Madison
one.
Put her hands on. Okay. Nope, it's Kaylin. Okay. Kaylin gets called for her fourth.
All right. So four on Kaylin. So Obert goes back to the free throw line.
Streaks are going to fall for the fourth time this season. Second time in two games.
2 days or 3 days, I guess. Yeah. 20.6 to play, 54-42. And this will actually be the biggest margin of a loss this season as well. Streaks boys basketball coming up later on. Second free throw up and good as well. Boys trying to break their four-game losing streak now. Raina Gully, top of the key, dribbles left. Got to get a shot off. Now Shaley gets to Kaylin left wing. Streaks aren't even going to get a shot off here.
Yeah, I don't think they get the sense of urgency here.
Yeah, I don't get it. Now Kaylin stops and fires a 15-footer. It's short. And the rebound goes to the floor, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks fall. Final score, Quincy Notre Dame 55. Oh, they got that off the scoreboard quickly. Galesburg, I think it was 42, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that's what I thought. So the Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to defeat. They fall to 19-4 on the season. Again, you really felt you let one get away. I mean, even though that was a good team, that wasn't normal U-High in a game that you should have won as well. So we'll talk about this one, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our final stats and more. Streaks fall 55-42. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Pratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together, better. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Diabetics develop wounds so easily, and then they're very difficult to treat.
Dr. Teresa Hughes, podiatrist and director of the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic.
You can rub in your shoes and not realize it, step on things and not realize it. Just a little blister in a diabetic can be slow to heal and break down. They can get the care that they need at the wound clinic.
Stay healthy and active with Dr. Teresa Hughes in the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
If your house could talk.
Winter's here. You turn up my heat and dry out my air. I become shocking. My floors crack and peel. I dry out your skin and irritate your nose and throat. I make you sick. Ugh.
Your home suffering from winter dry air? Get an April Air whole home humidifier installed for soothing relief in every room. Say goodbye to winter dry with April Air. Visit aprilair.com.
The official WGIL forecast, scattered sprinkles this afternoon and this evening. Overnight low tonight of 30, sunny tomorrow and a high of 42.
Chance of rain or snow tomorrow evening with an overnight low of 28. Then Wednesday, cloudy and a high of 35, and pretty much the same for Thursday. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's cloudy and 43 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
With final stats, the day's auto body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to the Raiders of Quincy Notre Dame High School by a final of 55-42. Streaks outscored in that fourth quarter 16-9. They were outscored in the third quarter 17-8. And as Eric mentioned, the only quarter the Streaks outscored Q&D was the first quarter 13-5. They got outscored in the second quarter 17-12. So a tough loss for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Biggest margin, again, of the season that the Streaks have fallen by. Coming up a little bit later on, the Galesburg High boys team is in action. They will take on the Rockford East E-Rabs. That game scheduled for 6:30. And that'll be, I guess they will have a little bit of a break between the current game. I don't think there will be another one scheduled between the game that's getting ready to start and that one. So they should start pretty close on time. 6:06 pregame, 6:30 for the scheduled tip with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee here on WGIL as Main South and Dunlap getting ready to play on the boys' side of things. But, two really disappointing losses in a row for this Streaks basketball team, and just you're seeing things that we don't expect out of this team after how well they played. And I realize it's a little bit different level of competition than what we saw in the Christmas tournament. But that aside, the way they played there, they would have beaten these teams that they lost to. It's just the way they're playing that they, having trouble getting into the flow of the offense and things in the second half. And again, I say, I don't care that it was Salem or Sullivan, whoever it was, the Streaks, the way they played basketball in those games, they beat any of these teams here.
Well, if you go back to the beginning of the season, we had very few games where the Streaks were looking at close to 20 turnovers, and now it seems like there's been a run of that. And the other thing the Streaks always seem to do is take care of the rebounding, and they have not been doing that. They got out-rebounded for, and I'd have to go back to look, at least the second, if not the third straight game. And you can't do those things. If you're going to be a winning ball club, you can't go through and turn over the ball as frequently as they have been. And you also have got to rebound. And they got out-rebounded on the offensive board 16-9. And it's things like that that do not set a good tone for games and for the season. And it seems like in some of these areas, these important areas, the Streaks are regressing. And not having Sabrina on the floor for most of the game, and that doesn't get you very far either.
There was only a difference of one field goal between the two teams in the second half. Quincy Notre Dame made 6, Galesburg made 5. The difference was that Quincy Notre Dame got, and even take aside when Galesburg was trying to foul down the stretch, they were getting to the free throw line, and we weren't. And that's a sign of more what they were doing offensively, that they were getting to the rim and we weren't. They were kind of taking us out of our flow.
Yeah, and I don't know. The offense seems to have really stagnated at various times during these last few games. The one thing I will tell you that I have definitely noticed, and that's been the inability to keep the lane clear for Shaley. I mean, you have a premium asset there in having a post player of Shaley's size and ability, and players keep running through either. I don't think it's part of the offense at all either, because we had the one time where Shaley got called for the travel. She tried to split a double team. Sabrina was standing on the baseline right next to her. There was no reason for her to be there. She's either got to kick out to that corner or go back the other side if she doesn't, if Shaley's taking that block. And then we had the time there at the end of the game where Shaley's trying to post up and Kaylin's standing down there. You can't have those situations where you have those mess-ups, because that's the one thing you have. You have a post player that can do things on her own down low if she can just get the ball in the proper position.
Well, normally we would name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game at this time, but this was a situation, you know, even with the game on Saturday against Normal U-High, you still had given yourself a chance to win, but you kind of took yourself out of it this time around. So we won't name that this time. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey here, our post-game coaches interview brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center, Altogether Better. Coach, again, I know you are awfully disappointed. I'm guessing the girls probably are too, and you know, especially the way they played down the stretch.
Yeah, very disappointed. That unfortunately, you know, it just I think we were. It's just, you know, I don't know where to begin. That it's very disappointing. That I thought, you know, you put aside, you know, their pressure made it hard for us to run offense. But there was just too many times where we got out-hustled for stuff. And that's very disappointing. I can picture where, you know, a loose ball, a rebound, and clearly it was ours. And I don't usually hear fans, but when you hear fans yelling, you know, play like you care, that hurts, because the kids do care. But they didn't play like they did today.
Yeah, and that, you know, we did notice that as well. And we knew, and you talked about it in the pregame, you talked about it the other day in the postgame, that this is the kind of team, like what we see from Alleman, talent level aside, which they were still pretty good, but they are going to hustle and they're never going to quit.
Right. And, you know, and it just, they, it was virtually, you know, for us, we made some just, their pressure affected us as far as some really simple turnovers and things. And, you know, the other is, in, you know, that kind of pressure causes you to make choices that you really shouldn't be making.
And then when you get down to a situation where you're down, and I guess part of it is probably not used to being down as much as you are in that situation, you got to come down and try to get a basket, and you're, you know, instead of just trying to score, they're trying to get into some sort of offensive flow down the stretch, and that made it tough too.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, when you win, all that stuff looks like it's taken care of, and when you lose, it's a struggle. But you're exactly right. Of, you know, the I think early in the year there were some times where we did things like that, where you run something and then you quick get into something. But you know, to be honest, it's you know, that I think U-High was a good team, but, you know, we played well against Alleman, but, you know, now three games in a row, I think we've really kind of been questionable.
Yeah, and that's my thing. I was just saying to Eric at the start of the post game that, you know, talent level aside of the teams you played in that Christmas tournament, the way you played, you beat all these teams. So there's just something that's just, at least these last couple of games, just didn't quite click.
Yeah, it's, you know, unfortunate that. Well, we got to do, you know, get the ship righted and get going. We've got a tough week going up to Moline.
Coach, thanks for talking with us. We always appreciate your time.
Okay, thanks.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center, Altogether Better. Again, getting back to the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Normally we would name that, but it's a situation, again, like we said in the game, the loss, even the loss at UT and the loss Saturday to Normal U-High, you still had an opportunity. You still had some girls doing some things that gave you an opportunity to possibly win those games. That didn't happen in the second half here. So you know, we're going to skip naming our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game this time around. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. So hopefully we'll have that situation come up in the next ball game.
Yeah, this is a tough one to swallow, especially coming off of a hard-fought loss to U-High, a team that, you know, you could kind of justify coming out on the short end with the talent level they have. But coming back and following up a tough loss with a game like this makes it very difficult.
Yeah, it's hard to hear Coach Massey down like he is. You can tell he's very disappointed, and I'm sure the girls are as well. We're going to come back, talk more about this one, run down our final stats and more. Streaks lose by a final of 55-42 to Quincy Notre Dame. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Involved with you and your community. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Streaks fall 55-42 to the Raiders of East Peoria High School, or East Peoria, excuse me, they are the Raiders also, Quincy Notre Dame High School. Boy, if we lost East Peoria, we'd be really, really even more upset. Streaks fall to Quincy Notre Dame, 55-42. Q&D now 10-5 on the season. Streaks still, record-wise, still having a great year. They are 19-4, but as Coach Massey said, you just, you know, gotta get the ship righted, and doesn't get any easier, even though Moline may not be as great a team as they have been. You got to go up to Wharton Fieldhouse on Thursday night, so that's not easy. And then you come back and you play a Morton team that I would guess is going to be somewhat similar to this team, maybe a little more talented, but size-wise very similar. The length they have, which is something. Those are the
I'm going to go out on a limb, and sorry to interrupt you, Tom, okay. But I'm going to go out on a limb and guess the Morton team is going to be a better shooting version of UT. It's going to be a team that, like you're saying, has size to it, but they're going to be disciplined like UT was defensively, and they're going to be a better shooting version. So if the Streaks come out and they play like this, they're gonna get their doors blown off.
I mean, those teams with length that bother the Streaks, and Morton's, that's the way they've been, that's the way they play. So it'll be a tough one coming up on Thursday night. Let's start off on our stats here. You know what? I'm going to tell you what. Before we finish getting everything figured up here, let's take another timeout. We'll come back and run down our final stats. Streaks fall by a final of 55-42. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance will help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our out-of-home discount, you'll save money, too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
The Big Mac, so universally loved it has its own song. But it's not the only burger icon at McDonald's. Where's the song for the quarter pounder with cheese?
Got a lot of beef and cheese, cheese and beef, beefy, cheesy beef and cheese.
And beef.
The Big Mac and the quarter pounder with cheese. When you're hungry for some burger lovin', there's only one tune you need to know.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Tax increases for some and relief for others are among the things President Obama will propose in his State of the Union address tomorrow night. We'll have live coverage beginning at 8 p.m. on WGIL.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Aerodith and Eric Gibson. The Galesburg High girls fall to Quincy Notre Dame. 55-42 was the final score. Our post-game final stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Streaks with nobody in double figures in the game. Balances tack as they normally have, but just not enough points. Raina Gully and Lexi Daniels with 9 points apiece. Raina with 3 baskets, 3 for 5 from the free throw line. Lexi with 3 three-pointers. She was 0 for 2 from the line on the technical in the third quarter. 8 points apiece for Shaylee Florin and Casey Williams. Shaylee, 3 baskets, 2 for 4 from the line. Casey with a 3, a couple of 2s, and 1 for 2 from the line. She fouled out of the ball game. Sabrina Clay fouled out. 6 points for Sabrina on 3 baskets. And 2 points for Sammy Thompson on a basket. The Streaks just, let's see, where were we? 6 of 13 from the free throw line. 4 three-pointers in the game. For Quincy Notre Dame, they were led a couple of players in double figures. Quinna Keating with 14 points. She had 6 baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 10 points for Shelby Connell. 5 baskets, 0 for 1 from the free throw line. 9 points for Erica Obert. All those coming from the, 7 of those coming from the free throw line with 1 basket. 8 points for Sarah Arnold. All but those coming all but two of those coming from the free throw line. She was 6 for 6. 6 points for Mackenzie Foley. 6 points for Olivia Heyer. All her points coming from the free throw line. 2 points for Molly Penn. No three-pointers for Q&D. They were 23 for 30 from the line. That's one of the big things, and this isn't, this has nothing to do with any foul disparity, but the way they play, they got to the free throw line, and we didn't. And with our size, we should be getting to the free throw line.
Well, yeah, and, you know, granted, the Streaks had to start fouling down the end, so that kind of inflates that number a little bit more. But it was game-long that we saw that they were just more active getting to the line than the Streaks were.
So, 23 for 30 from the line for the Quincy Notre Dame Raiders. I'm sure the couple of telling stats, probably going to be rebounds, offensive rebounds for Q&D, and turnovers for Galesburg.
Yeah, well, the turnover situation not pretty. Streaks turned the ball over 19 times, including 8 times in the third quarter. 14 turnovers for Q&D. They turned it over 7 times in this, or 8 times in the second half. Streaked out rebounded 36-27. Offensive boards favored Quincy Notre Dame 16-9. Quincy Notre Dame 16 of 44 from the field, as Tom said, 0 of 2 from the 3-point arc. Streaks 16 of 44. So, again, the big disparity at the free throw line, they were 4 of 10 from 3-point range. Some individual stats of note: Shaylee Florine, 11 rebounds to go with her 8 points, 2 blocks, steal, and an assist. 5 rebounds for Sabrina Clay as she fouled out, 2 steals and a block. 3 rebounds for Sammy Thompson. Casey Williams had 3 steals and a block to go with her 8 points before she fouled out. 3 rebounds for 3 rebounds and 2 steals for Lexi Daniels. 7 assists and 2 rebounds for Raina Goley, including she also had a block in the second quarter. Kaylin Boydson just a steal in this game. So Streaks not a pretty one by any means, and not one that you hope they ever play like that again, because that's one of those situations where they really kind of killed themselves in this one.
Streaks fall 55-42, and again, these two losses, and I think even this one more so than U-High, like you said. I mean, that was not that this wasn't a good team, and nor was that a good team, but both games you feel you not only could have but should have won, and with this one, you just really, I mean, not only did you lose, for this team, you lost badly to that team. I mean, they just really didn't give yourself an opportunity at all in that. Well, from probably about late in the third quarter on.
Well, there was no energy. The team just looked deflated. When the foul situation, when the calls were going against them, they just kind of seemed to just let it go. How many breakaways? I mean, we saw one player have 3 breakaways on steals. You've got to see them overplaying the passing lanes. And we saw that in the first quarter. I made mention of the fact that, you need to do some pass fakes, go back door, something to try to free yourself up and not let them continually ball hawk in the passing lanes.
And we missed some easy shots again, too. We've struggled with that as of late as well, with some point-blank looks that we haven't gotten to fall. So coming up a little bit later on, the Galesburg High boys are going to be in action. They will take on the Rockford East E-Rabs. They're trying to right the ship as well. They've lost 4 in a row after starting the season 17-0, and hopefully they'll be able to do that tonight. Brad Vinowitz, Jim Lee will have that action. 6:06 for the pregame, 6:30 for the tip here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Eric and I will be back with you Thursday night as we will travel up to Moline's Wharton Fieldhouse, the Streaks back in Western Big Six play to take on the Moline Maroons. And it's the same thing with that, Eric, even though they're not what the Moline teams of the past, if you play like you did here tonight, you're going to lose that game.
Yeah, no, you definitely are going to need to up your intensity in that game, because if you do play like that, it's going to be a game where you're going to come out with a 3-game losing streak.
Final score, once again, Quincy Notre Dame defeats the Galesburg Silver Streaks 55-42. Thanks to our studio engineer, Brian Prescott. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Meredith saying good afternoon from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.